Okay, folks. It's starting time. And for anyone else coming in, the back rows are full. You're going to have to move to the front at some point. We got a lot of good back row Baptists here today. Well, it's great to be in God's house this morning. It's always great to see those that come out to serve with us here at Oak Hill. And this crowd this morning is outstanding. We appreciate everyone that's come out to be with us today and be a part of our service here on this beautiful Mother's Day. We thank you for coming our way, and we hope you enjoy the service, and we'll come back anytime you get the opportunity. You're always welcome here at Oak Hill, and we certainly want you to feel that way. As I said, this is Mother's Day, and we have a tradition here of honoring our mothers. For many years, we gave a corsage to the oldest mother, the youngest mother, and the mother with the most kids. And there was an inherent danger to doing that. Asking a woman how old she is never a good thing. And we thought better of that after a while, along with the fact that a lot of our mothers never got a flower or got recognized, so we wanted to change that. So a couple years ago, we decided to, instead of giving a corsage to the three, we'd give a rose to each of our mothers. Plus, we also at that time gave, I think, a bookmark out also. Last year, we voted to continue that tradition, and I took that as being a reoccurring resolution. So this year, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to give out a rose to each of our mothers this morning. So what we'd like to do at this time, if you are a mother, and it doesn't matter if you're a member of Oak Hill Church or not, if you are a mother, if you'd please stand and let us recognize you. And I'm going to ask Brother Jeff and Brother Logan at this time to come and get the flowers. Well, if you want to help. And we will have at it. We have tried to dethorn all these, but I don't promise anything. So I've always said our mothers are the backbones of our families, and I still believe that. I've also always said our mothers are in a lot of ways the backbone of our churches, and I still believe that. And we have had an excellent group of mothers here ever since I've been a member. I've been a member over 40 years, and we've always had a good, outstanding group of mothers here at Oak Hill. And we certainly want to show our appreciation to you, and we hope this rose is some small token of that appreciation that you can take home and enjoy. And we hope that you have a good day today with your family and loved ones. And I hope every day is Mother's Day for you, actually. It's not just today, it should be every day. And we hope everyone has a good day. Does all of our mothers have a flower? Everyone's got a flower? Let's give a hand of applause to our mothers. Okay, ladies, you can be seated. Brother Gene, I'll turn the service over to you.
Everybody turn with me to page number 249. Page 249.
Thank you. Before I get into the announcements, I have one other little presentation to make here, and it's for two reasons. Miss Geraldine, would you stand up, please? Miss Geraldine, I believe, is our oldest mother here this morning, but also because she's a daughter. I'm going to give you these. We love you, darling.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I actually heard a lot of people say amen. It is so very, very good to be here this morning. It's very good to have all of y'all, and we just welcome you into our services. We're glad you're here. We are honoring our mothers this morning, but we always honor God, and our goal is to praise Him and what He's done for us. So thank you for coming our way. Make yourself at home. We would invite you back any opportunity that you have. We had a class full this morning. It was so great. Enjoyed it. It was very, very good. All right, I have a thank you card here. It says, to our church family, we are so blessed to have found Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church and become a part of your family. Thanks so much for the calls, visits, cards, daisy flowers, azalea plant, your prayers, and y'all's loving spirit of giving through the love offering that came straight from your hearts. God bless everyone. Love y'all, Darlene and Stanley. So I know that she is doing better and she is home now, but she's still got a ways to go, so keep her in your prayer list. All right, we're going to get to the prayer list here in just a second. We've got a few announcements to make. And let's see. Next Sunday, we will have a special offering for Brother Walter. As most of you know, Brother Walter is going through some chemo and has had a pretty long bout of that. So we try to help him a little bit, what we can. So we will take up a special offering for him. Then also, I'll be out of town next week. So please come and support Brother Cattell as he comes and brings the message. And besides that, I'm not the church. This is the church. It's God's house. So y'all come and support him. And I know he would appreciate your prayers as well. Next Sunday also will be Oak Hill Cemetery's Decoration Day. So there will be a potluck over in the Fellowship Hall right after services. If you would like to stay and be a part of that and fellowship with them, you're more than welcome. And also in the, see, I think we like a couple, maybe 3 weeks of school. To the ladies that, how many, Cindy? Two, Miss Cindy. You can always tell who knows when school's out, the teachers. So we switched from our regular Wednesday night. We will be doing ice cream suppers instead of the meals. And also we will take a little bit of break and do Bible stories through the summer for the kids out here in the big church, and gives our teachers a little bit of a break, and Lord knows they need it. So keep that in mind. There's a sign-up sheet back there on the back if you want to volunteer to bring ice cream for that. All right, nursery attendance this morning is Sam and Donna Johnson. If it's needed, it's right back there if it's available. Next week will be Michelle and Holly. Any other announcements?
Page number 179.
Thank you. In the book of Revelations, it talks about those who have come out of great tribulation. I know y'all have all read that. And I have actually seen this come to fruition this morning. Brother Fred was having to dodge David, his son-in-law's waterworks, as David was passing the flowers out this morning. So Brother Fred is here due to great tribulation, I believe. As I was looking for a song to do, actually I was looking for a song for the choir to do, church hymnals don't really have a selection of Mother's Day hymns at all. So I decided, well, we would just dispense with the choir today, and I'll attempt to do something and dedicate it to the mothers that are here with us this morning.
Please let her know how much you love her every day. Moms, we wouldn't even be here without you. We owe you everything. And let me get started before I get to bubbling. The modern day Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908. when Anna Jarvis held a memorial service for her mother in Grafton, West Virginia. She then embarked on a campaign to make Mother's Day a national holiday. 6 years it took her, but in 1914, her dream came true, and Mother's Day was adopted as a national holiday. Today, Mother's Day is celebrated worldwide. Although the world remembers Miss Jarvis as the one that got Mother's Day recognized as a holiday, God told us as early as the Ten Commandments that our mothers were special. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Also in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. This morning, mothers, we are here to honor you and the selfless, giving, loving life that you've lived and given to all of us. We're so blessed here at Oak Hill to have so many great, godly mothers. I'm blessed with a godly mother who loves me in spite of myself, and a godly mother of my children. And if you have heard me talk a whole lot, you know how I feel about my Cindy. She's the best. And God has really been good to me. You know, I remember through the years, Mom and Cindy both, and being that loving, caring, giving mother that God always intended for moms to be. As I was thinking about this service this morning, I got to thinking back in years past. Can you remember your mom slaving over a hot stove and cooking big meals and waiting on everybody and waiting on everyone? She was always the last one to eat. Had to make sure everybody else was well taken care of. They always put everyone else ahead of themselves. You remember that last biscuit that was on the table? It was calling your name, and you just couldn't help but think of how good that would taste with a big old pat of butter and some jelly in it. And Mom, she probably wanted that biscuit just as much as you did, but she wouldn't eat it because she always wanted to make sure everyone else had whatever they needed or wanted. Our moms get joy from seeing us happy, even when we don't deserve it. Or maybe that last piece of pie. I can remember times in the past when Cindy would cook, and maybe that lemon pie that she loved so much that didn't even get a piece of it, you know. And that's the selfish, selflessness of the moms that we honor here this morning. The caring, giving love that is shown through our moms to everyone. Remember all the times whenever they would read Bible stories to the kids and teach them so much. I can remember back in our life, we were given an old Bible story book, a Bible-type book, years and years ago. That thing's about worn out now for the kids and the grandkids. And my sweet bride's the one that read it to them nearly all the time. That's the kind of mothers that God has blessed us with. All the times that they stayed up all night just to make sure that a sick child or husband felt as good as possible. When you knew she needed something, whatever it might be, and she did without, just so that you could have something you wanted, maybe not even needed. I look around this congregation and I see those kind of mothers all through here. Guys, kids, every day should be Mother's Day for everything that they've done for us. We're blessed. I hope you thank God for your mothers as much as I do for mine. Solomon said this, Proverbs 12, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. I tell everybody that my wife is the best part of me, and I thank God for her because she makes me a better me, my mother as well. He also said in verse 31, or chapter 31, verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. You see, we're blessed by God to have these mothers that we couldn't get any other way except by the grace of God. I kept thinking about Ruth. We're going to read out of the book of Ruth here in just a second if you want to turn over there. But the story of Ruth and Naomi, her mother-in-law, Naomi, was just such a mother as we've been talking about. In the book of Ruth, we read about her. I love the story of Ruth. There was a famine in the land there, and so her Naomi's husband, Elimelech, moved their family to the land of Moab, a foreign land filled with idol worshipers and pagan religious beliefs. And he took his family, his wife and two sons down there, and Naomi stayed focused on worshiping God. It must have been hard for her there as her two sons married these Moabitish women. She stayed strong as these pagan beliefs and worship service were brought into her household. She could have given up down there in that land where she was surrounded by all this. She could have joined right in with the culture and just became one of the bunch. That would have been the easy way. But she kept the faith. She was a strong believer in God. Naomi could have rejected her daughters-in-law, but she, like the mother she was, loved them because they became a part of her family. She took them in and taught them about God. She nurtured them and she loved them and she taught them. And as the story continues, Naomi's husband died, leaving her a widow there in this foreign land. But even on top of that, she lost her two sons. Normally, she would have her sons to care for her, but as God would have it and as the picture is, she lost her sons as well. I can't even imagine the heartbreak and the heartache that she was going through. And now, she is really between a rock and a hard place. Back then, in those days, if a woman didn't have a husband or sons to care for her, she really had no other way of providing if she couldn't find another relative or resort to prostitution, as sad as that is to say. Naomi was really in a tight place. But you see, God doesn't forget those who don't forget Him. There was only those two options, and she really didn't have much of a choice but to return to her own people. And so she called her daughter-in-laws into her, and she said in Ruth chapter 1 and verse 8, we'll begin reading. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return unto her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up the voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Now, let's get this in our mind. Naomi has called her daughter-in-laws in. She says, I have no other choice but to go back to Israel. I release you to go back to your families, and I release you also to marry again, and may God bless you. But the two girls, they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. I think this speaks volumes of the mother-in-law, the lady, the strong, godly woman that Naomi was, that during the time down there that she had managed to stay firm and to teach God to these women that were raised up in this pagan religious system. As you read on down, when you have a little bit of time, I want you to know this, that Ruth and Orpah loved Naomi because she loved them. You see, you get what you give. They were released from any obligation, but they chose, or she did, Ruth did, chose to stay with Naomi. Skip down verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go up with her, then she left speaking unto her. I love this story. It's a story of a loving mother who, in spite of the hardships of life, continued to serve God. And because of her dedication to God, God continued to bless her. Naomi here shows us that how we love others is how others love us. This story shows how God works in the heart of those who are willing to follow His plan. The Moabite woman came to Israel with her mother-in-law, and God blessed her, Ruth, for her faith as well. Now, I preached a sermon some, I don't know, years back, maybe about the kinsman redeemer. And that's a big, long sermon, and I'm not going to get into that too much this morning, but it's important for us to understand that in their culture, there was an hierarchy of the men who was able to care for these women in the right manner. These women went back to Israel. They had absolutely nothing. But God saw to their needs because of their faith. Boaz. And Boaz was Elimelech's kin. He was the second man in line who could legally be her kinsman redeemer, or purchase back, pay for her, take her in and take care of her. He went through the process to claim her. If you read the story, he went through the proper process. You see, God has a plan, and when we follow God's plan, He will bless us. He went to the one that had prior claim to him and got him to release his hold on Ruth. As you read that story, you'll see that Boaz, as Ruth was gleaning or picking up the droppings in the field, had made sure that they left extra for her, and even left whole sections of the field unpicked. God was at work. Boaz went through the process to claim her. Such a picture of how God works. Because of her faith, Boaz and she were married, and one of her children happened to be Obed. And if you remember the genealogy of Jesus, Obed happened to be Jesse's father, who happened to be King David's father. This Moabite lady that had faith in God Almighty because of her mother-in-law who taught her. Ruth is one of the line of the lineage of Jesus. Naomi's love and faith brought Ruth to the only one who could redeem her. You see, this kinsman redeemer story and the sermon that I preached about that is such a beautiful picture of what we face in life today. We live in a world that would tell us that there's many ways to get to heaven. And throughout the Bible, from the beginning to the end, we see that there is only one way of salvation. That's through God's plan, and His plan is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This picture of Naomi and Ruth couldn't be more plain. And to the Israelites, it was so vivid in the way that it was presented that they knew that there was a plan God had for their sins to be redeemed or bought back or paid for. We have such a vivid picture today in our life and through God's Word. And we went through a series of sermons that we've talked about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the blood that He shed there on the cross. And this morning, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer. He is the only one who was capable of paying the price for our sins. I thank God for godly mothers. I was blessed and still am. You know, I was raised in a household that when we got up on Sunday morning, we didn't wonder if we were going to the lake or what we were going to do. It wasn't an option in our household. We got up and we got ready and we went to church. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for that. You know, some are not as fortunate as I was that I was raised up. I want you to know that I was raised up being taught that, but I also want you to know that it was a choice that I had to make to accept Jesus Christ on my own. I couldn't do it just because Mom and Dad did, but I'm thankful for the teachings that they gave, the life that they lived, the godly mother that I still have with me. Thank you, Mom. Some are not as fortunate as me, but I want you to know this, that Jesus Christ died on that cross for you as well, and you have opportunity, moms and dads, to accept the price that God paid through His Son, Jesus Christ, and to be that one to lead your children, to take them to church, to read them the Bible stories, to hold their hands, to wipe their brow, to love them like God loves us. Show them that love. That you have that opportunity when you follow God. We are so blessed for so many pictures of the love of God. God loved this world and you and I so much that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Moms, dads, it's up to us to share that love with our kids. And I'm thankful that so many of you have. Keep up the good work. Fight the good fight. In a world that would tell us that there's so many ways to please God, moms and dads, stand firm that there's only one true faith. Jesus Christ Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." He is our kinsman redeemer. Know this morning that the love that our mothers have is a love that God put into them to show us the love that God has. Mothers, I know how hard a job you have. And I sing your praises. When you give of yourself, you're truly giving the gift of God to those around you. Keep loving unconditionally. Keep reading those Bible stories to the kids and the grandkids. You might be the only one that can lead them to Jesus Christ. You might be the only one who can get through to your children. You might be the only one who can lead your husband to Christ. God gave you a hard task, but I know you're up for it, because He also tells us that He will give us what we need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything you need will be added unto you. You will be richly rewarded for your service. To all the moms, thanks from the bottom of our hearts. But to everyone, thank God from the bottom of our heart that He gave us these great moms, but most especially that He gave us Jesus Christ. I give thanks to all the mothers here this morning, but most especially may we always be found giving God the thanks that He so richly deserves. Just like Boaz was the only one who could redeem Ruth, God has given us the only one who's worthy and able to redeem us, and His Son, Jesus Christ. He can buy us back from the penalty of our sin. We talked this morning in class about death, and I truly believe that death is a separation from God. That's the worst part about death. But God made a plan. God made a way whereby we might be eternally united with Him through the shed blood of Jesus. As we honor our mothers, I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that your mother would want nothing more than for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior before it's eternally too late. That's the love of your mother. She would freely give herself for you. I'm thankful that she don't have to, though, because Jesus did that already. Thank you, moms. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, hug your mother. Tell her how much you love her. If she's still with you, don't waste any time. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. But I thank God for the assurance in His Word that my mom is going to heaven someday. And because of the decision that I've made to accept Jesus Christ, I'm going to join her there and spend eternity with her. If you're here this morning, you still have your mother, thank her and hug her. If your mom has went on to be with the Lord, rejoice in the fact that if you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, one day you'll be reunited with her. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to not have my mom here. But I can imagine what it's going to be like spending eternity with her because of the promise of Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God has given you another opportunity to accept Him before it's eternally too late. Listen to your mom. Trust Jesus. And He can truly set you free. Thank you, God, for this beautiful picture of Naomi and Ruth and your kinsman redeemer. But thank you most especially, God, for our kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning, I admonish you to accept this free gift of God before it's eternally too late. We're going to spend the rest of the day honoring our mothers, but I can't think of a better way to honor our mothers than accepting Jesus before it's eternally too late. I want to ask Gene and Linda Gill to come if they would. I'll ask you, if you would please, to stand with me for a word of prayer. Fathers, we come to you at this time, thankful, Lord, for our moms. May your blessings be upon them. Lord, we do thank you most especially for Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross, for your sacrifice, for your gift. Our moms are such a picture of that love, that caring, that giving that you give to us. Lord, if there's any here this morning that don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, I pray for them that the Spirit would lead them. Lord, if there's other moves that need to be made, Lord, your will be done in each and every life. As we go forth this afternoon honoring our mothers, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity. Be with those, Lord, that have lost their moms in this time and reassure them that they'll get reunited one of these days because of their faith in Jesus. Lord, it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Page number 187.
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er. Just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart.
I thank you for coming our way this morning. Thank you, moms, all of you. Remember our prayer requests. Remember our service tonight at 6. If you're able to come back, I know people are going to be traveling around and being with their moms. But try to make it back tonight, if you will. For those that are traveling, God's grace be upon you in your travels. Come back and see us again any opportunity you get. Anything else?